And she hoped, dear God, that this hotel caretaking job Al had gotten for Jack would be the beginning of good times again.
Coca-Cola. Classic.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The government's announced it secured the raw materials needed to save British Steel. The business secretary will travel to Scunthorpe later as the coking coal and iron ore that's waiting in the dock is unloaded and transported to the site. Dr. Ian Greenwood, professor in industrial relations, told us why this is so urgent.
Because of the way blast furnaces work, they would have possibly gone cold. Although blast furnaces have the lining of the blast furnaces renewed on a regular basis, if this happens in an unplanned way, what it can mean is that the blast furnace can never be used again.
Well, the government's taken control of the plant following an emergency vote on Saturday in Parliament. Further talks to try and bring an end to Birmingham's bin strikes will take place tomorrow. Yesterday, members of the Unite Union rejected a fresh offer from the City Council. The union's national officer, Arne Kassab, told us that the union is not being unreasonable.
We have already accepted a cut of £1,000 a year before this dispute even started. So we're willing to reach a resolution. We are willing to make concessions. I think we've put forward a solution that can work.
Europe is the fastest warming continent in the world, according to a newly published UN climate study. It suggests last year was the warmest on record for the continent, with extreme weather and record temperatures recorded. Sport and Bournemouth have beaten fellow European contenders Fulham 1-0 in the Premier League. They've moved above their opponents to eighth in the table. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And let's bring you up to date with Tuesday's early breakfast here on Classic FM. I'm Lucy Coward. Merry morning.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
That is very beautiful. The traditional Pokhari Kare Anna performed by Hayley Westenra, the Te Tau Choir, Metro Voices and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra under Ian Dean. And before that, it was a cello and orchestra arrangement of the theme to Schindler's List by John Williams. He directed the New York Philharmonic Orchestra and soloist and his great friend Yo-Yo Ma. It would probably be one of the greatest honours, wouldn't it, to have John Williams show up at your door and say, hey, I've written a piece of music especially for you, which John has done to Yo-Yo a few times over the years. And Yo-Yo will celebrate his 70th birthday this year. I hope a big party is in the planning. Well, early breakfast has certainly donned its glad rags for you this morning, as you will hear. Welcome to Classic FM on this Tuesday, April the 15th. I'm Lucy Coward. Let's dive in.
Thank you.
Five variants of Dives and Lazarus by Vaughan Williams. Andrew Manzi conducted the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. I cannot wait to hear them perform at Classic FM Live next week, along with a host of special guest artists, including Anna Lapwood, Alexandra Whittingham, Ada Garofalina, all the A's there, plus a few more. Yes, the evening of Thursday, the 24th of April, we are back at the Royal Albert Hall in London for Classic FM Live at the Movies with Viking. To find out more, head to Global Player or classicfm.com. And so the soloist for today's moment of piano piece here on Early Breakfast had to be an A of sorts too. Marta Argerich is an A-star soloist, described by the New York Times just last week as an elusive, enigmatic goddess of the piano. But she doesn't like to talk about it. So we'll just listen as she plays Tchaikovsky.
Thank you.
Marta Argerich at the keyboard performing our moment of piano piece today on Classic FM with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra alongside. It was the second movement of Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1. Claudio Abbado had the baton in hand. And I do recommend you seek out the recent article about Marta in the New York Times. It's a really interesting insight into someone who just doesn't like to talk much. She very much does things on her own terms. And you may have seen one or two memes that she has inspired too, but she is still performing as much as ever, and she will be in the UK in October if you fancy catching one of the greats in action.
Thank you.
Lauren Seckelby in charge of the Insula Orchestra as they played Louise Farranque's Overture No. 1. And in just a moment on Classic FM, it's a song for fathers, and we'll have a little chat about wedding dresses.
Classic FM.
Keeping your smile healthy. At Darwood & Tanner, it's our sole purpose and absolute obsession. Whether you're missing a single tooth or many teeth, our streamlined patient journey, world-class dental practitioners, and advanced implant technology will get you smiling again quicker, more comfortably, and in the least invasive way. Darwood & Tanner. For our most comprehensive, tailored, and complete dental implant treatment, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My Claim Group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on 02 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Grieg's wedding day at Trollhättan, performed by Leif Ove Andsnes. I was reading about how Queen Camilla has worn her wedding dress again. She and King Charles celebrated their 20th wedding anniversary last week, and how it's a great idea to give such a gown another outing, so long as you can find the right occasion. It's funny because a friend of mine who got married a while ago now has often said she'd like to host a wedding dress charity ball where all guests turn up in the outfits they either wore for their nuptials or wedding dresses or clothes that they found for such things in charity shops. And I think it sounds a fun idea. Maybe your dress ticks both boxes. Have you ever worn your wedding dress again, or is it just stored up carefully? Let me know by text. 61812 is the number. It's Classic FM. We also heard a cello and orchestra arrangement of O Mio Bambino Caro, O My Beloved Father by Puccini, Ofelì Gaillard, and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra were directed by Timothy Redmond. The second movement of Schubert's Symphony No. 2, Thomas Dalsgaard had the baton in hand for the Swedish Chamber Orchestra. And after the latest news on Classic FM, it's the flute to music for Tara and an Asian outing.
Classic FM.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr. It's ProPlan pet food, the high-quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets, with leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
This Easter at Lidl, we won't be beaten on price on our pick of the week veg. That's 2 kilograms of potatoes, a bag of parsnips, green beans or carrots, a swede, a bunch of spring onions, all for just 15p each. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
Subject to availability, selected stores, GB only. See lidl.co.uk/spendless for details.
Turn your solo into a duet. Sign up for free to browse profiles and find someone on your wavelength at classicfmromance.com.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, ministers have confirmed raw materials vital to keeping British Steel operational will be delivered later today. They've been sent from the United States and were paid for from the existing Trade Department's budget. It follows the approval of a law earlier at the weekend to take control of the site in Scunthorpe from its Chinese owner. Former Business Secretary Sir Vince Cable says the future for steelmaking in the UK needs honesty.
Britain isn't a competitive steel producer, so if we decide to keep it, it's got to be recognising that it's not commercially competitive and it's going to have to be subsidised. I think the government has got to be honest and spelt out that large subsidies are going to be needed.
Bin collection strikes in Birmingham are set to carry on after refuge workers rejected a pay offer